The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be silent and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And reports about Jesus went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, You are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may we be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. Amen. All right. You can look in your bulletin or you can look in your Bible. Either way, we're going to get right into it. Luke 4, 31 to 44. Jesus went down to Capernaum. He was up in Nazareth, coming in from Galilee, going down the Sea of Galilee. Went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath, he's always preaching on the Sabbath, he began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. In the synagogue, though, there was a man possessed by a demon. He cried out at the top of his voice, Ha! What do you want with me? What do you want with us? Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And it got brought up in our Bible study today. The gospel was preached by a demon. You're the one, the Holy One of God. Jesus says, shut up! Get out of him! Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring the man. All the people were amazed and said to each other, What is this teaching? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out. And the news about Jesus spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue, went to the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her. He rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. But nothing ever happened. Fever's gone. And fever at this time, you must recall, is basically a death sentence. It's not like now we get the, take some Tylenol and you're good in a couple of hours. You might die. You might die now, but more likely you could die when you have this fever at that time. Verse 40 of Luke 4. When the sun was setting, so Jesus has been active all day long, The people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But Jesus again rebuked them, because it was not his time to glorify the Lord. It's not his time to go to Calvary, not yet. He rebuked the demons and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went right back out to it, and he went to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to him, to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. It's pretty good to have Jesus around after all, right? But he said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And then mark this, it's a little bit different in your version in the bulletin. It says, "And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea." He kept on. He didn't stop. The demons know Jesus, and yet our culture doesn't. A lot of times we kind of act like we don't know Jesus. But he keeps on. He keeps on from daybreak till end of day. He keeps on. So even when people don't know Jesus, Jesus keeps on preaching. And that word keeps going out. The word Jesus, the very word of God himself, goes out. He keeps on. And his verbal, spoken word keeps on as well as he preaches the good news of salvation. He keeps on keeping on. I told myself I wasn't going to say that again this week, but here I am. Creature of habit. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. Again, I've got it in NIV, which actually your green Bibles there are in NIV if you want to look it up in there. But by the time you look it up, I'll probably be done. Jeremiah 1. The word, remember the word keeps on. "The word of the Lord came to me," Jeremiah says, "saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child." How many of you are like Jeremiah? "I don't know how to speak. Lord, I'm just a child. I don't know the words to say." Yeah, probably more of us are not raising our hands today on this one. We don't know how to speak the words of the Lord. We're going to talk about that throughout this year as we think about mission and as we think about us as the church, we the church being the priesthood of all believers, that we're sharing the Word of God just in our daily lives, in our neighborhoods, as we're loving folks with Jesus' love. "I'm just a child. I don't know how to speak." That's okay. God will still use you. It says Jeremiah is appointed for this time. I've set you apart. And guess what? You're set apart too. You're called to do something for the Lord. What that is, I don't know exactly. Maybe you're to sing. Maybe you're to share the word. Maybe you're to serve. You are set apart. I appointed you. Verse 7. Jeremiah 1. "But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a child. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and I will rescue you." Isn't that good? I am with you. I will rescue you. Most everybody else bails out on you, don't they? How many of you still have your best friend from third grade? Okay, a couple of you. I knew that would happen. All right, a few of you have your best friend. Well, you're only in fourth grade. It doesn't matter. Fifth grade. Most of the time, a lot of people will let us down. No offense to them. You guys have moved all over the country, and you're no longer in the original state you started. It's hard to keep some of those third grade relationships going. It's hard for that third grade best friend to say, "I'm with you always," isn't it? And we're the same way. We were the best friend too, but we went away to wherever we went. We're no longer friends like we used to be. But the Lord says, "I am with you." The Lord reached out his hand and he touched my mouth, Jeremiah says, and said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth." The Lord will do that with us. "See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." And then verse 17, skip over to, you don't have it written in your bulletin there. But verse 17, "Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them, whatever I command you, do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you." I got to share this passage with one of my buddies. It's been a few years back now, and he became a pastor on that day. And I said, "You're set apart. You're appointed for this time. Don't be afraid. For I'm with you. I will give you the words to speak. Don't be afraid. I will rescue you." And the Lord keeps working through that pastor. The Lord keeps working through you as he worked through Jeremiah. We're each sent to do something for him and for his purposes. Even when we think we're alone, Jesus is with us. He will stand, he will fight, he will rescue. All right, flip back toward the back of your Bible again, or a page forward or such. 1 Corinthians. Such a beautiful passage. How many of you guys had this at your wedding? A couple, three, four, five. Several of you had that passage at your wedding. I know, some of you are saying, that was 50-some years ago. I can't remember that. 60-some years ago. Paul's speaking here. "And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames and have not love, I gain nothing. Love is jerky, it's mean, it's spiteful, it's grotesque, it wants to punch you in the face. No. Love is patient." Just seeing if you're paying attention. Love is patient. I've spoken with some of you about that one in the past. We're not always a patient lot, are we? You're wondering what you're going to have for lunch today because you're not patient. It's okay. My tummy grumbled a little bit there too. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. I think sometimes we think we're so awesome, don't we? It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Again, I think a lot of times we love so that we can get. And that's not the kind of love that Paul's talking about. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. What? Not my love. My love keeps records of wrongs, doesn't it? We probably say to ourselves. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Remember, Jesus was there on that day of removing the evil spirits. He was keeping the love going. Love is not evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Not sometimes, always. Always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. It keeps on going. It is a faithful love. Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is, say it, love. Even when we don't show love, Jesus keeps on loving. You can substitute the word there. Jesus is patient. Jesus is kind. Jesus does not envy, does not boast. He is not proud. He's not rude. He's not self-seeking. He's not easily angered. He keeps no record of wrongs. Whew, thankful for that. Our sin is gone. Jesus does not delight in evil, but he rejoices with the truth. That's why he keeps on. Jesus always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Jesus never fails. Jesus keeps on loving. All right, one more passage for you. Psalm 71. You'll have to open your Bible for this one. Psalm 71. The psalmist writes, "In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me." Any of you had a prayer like that recently? Any of you had a prayer like that ever? Rescue me, Lord! Help me! Save me! Turn your ear to me and deliver me. I don't know what challenge has gone on for you in your life. What challenge might still be going on for you in your life. But we can cry out, as the psalmist does there, and say those words. Rescue me! Save me! Turn your ear to me! Hear me, O Lord! Deliver me! Bring me to a place of refuge. That's the next verse there. Verse 3. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me. I like to write in my Bible. I forgot to write down that one. Sometimes you got to underline stuff. Save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Rocks are pretty sturdy, aren't they? A fortress is a mighty fortress, a place to shield you from the troubles that are taking place in life. Deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied upon you. You have brought me forth from my mother's womb, and I will ever praise you. I have become like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. Skip down to verse 12. Be not far from me, O God. Come quickly to me and help me, O my God. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness. Oh, but I'm only a child, right? I will give you the words to say, you're my righteousness. You're my Savior, O Lord. Thank you for blessing me, giving me your salvation all day long. Oh, there's too much here. I will come, verse 16, and proclaim your mighty acts. Have you had mighty acts of the Lord work in your life? How many of you can say, I've had a mighty act take place in my life through the Lord? Were you born? Are you breathing? Are you here? I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. This day I will declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. Your righteousness reaches to the skies. You who have done great things, O Lord, who God, who is like you? Though you have made me see troubles many and bitter, you will restore my life again. And again and again and again, right? From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. Death is not the end for us, right? You will bring me up. You will increase my honor. Comfort me once again. I will praise you with harp for your faithfulness, O Lord. I will sing with the lyre, O Holy God of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you. I, whom you have redeemed. Go back again, verse 16. Mighty acts, right? You were born. You're here. You're breathing. And you have seen the mighty act of Jesus at the cross. Is that love? Is that a love that is kind? Is that a love that is not self-seeking? Is that a love that gives us hope? Jesus didn't stay dead, did he? He was raised to life. We too get to live. And we get to shout it from the rooftops or whisper it to our neighbor. Lord, you have been my rescuer. You have been my redeemer. You have been my deliverer. You have done mighty, mighty acts in my life. My life's not done. I've got stuff that's still going on. Remember Jeremiah, the prophet saying, I am with you. And the Lord Jesus is saying that to you this day. I am with you. whatever's going on. The blood pressure's not right. The bank account is not right. The child of mine who's gone astray, that situation's not right. The job is not right. The retirement fund is not right. The Lord says, I am with you. I will rescue you. I will give you salvation. Not because of you, but because of my love for you that is patient and kind and not envying, not self-seeking. I am with you, and I will rescue you. So, even when we feel lost, Jesus keeps redeeming. Jesus keeps loving. And Jesus keeps on rescuing us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessing of your word, especially your word, Jesus, who works to give us the right words to share, that you are the Christ, the very Son of God, who redeems us who are sinful, broken people. Lord, we walk forth in hurt and in pain a lot of times, Lord. And yet you remain with us. You show your love to us. You remove the demons of temptation, the demons of troubles, the fevers of our lives. And you keep on faithfully, always loving us beautifully with a heavenly love. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.